You're talking about all the things that happened over in Florida over the weekend, and it continues in Orange County, at least. The sheriff's office, there was a two-year-old that was pulled into the Seven Seas Lagoon near Disney Resort by an alligator. They also just pulled an 11-foot alligator out of the storm drain. It was dead in Fort Myers.
They've had a week of it down there this week, haven't they?
They really have. I mean, sad that they're still looking for the two-year-old, and the sheriff said that they will not stop until the child is found. Obviously, you have to assume with a great certainty that that kid's dead. How sad is that, though?
It happened at 9:20 last night at the Grand Floridian Resort, which is a Disney property.
How does that even happen? An alligator comes up and snatches, and you know what's going to be so, it's going to be great, is that there's going to be all these trolls on the internet who start attacking the mom. You know, where was the mom? You were upset that a three-year-old crawled into a gorilla cage. Where were the parents when an alligator snatched a two-year-old?
They're saying that he was just paddling just there in a little bit of water, and the thing just come up and just snatched him. I mean, the thing is that if you're just there as parents and you're just watching, you know, if that's going to come out of the water, because they move quick,
yeah. You can, they move pretty quick on land.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They have muscle. The capability, yeah.
So, and if it's there, just kind of like just hide in the water, and then as a parent, you wouldn't even have time to even grab your child. You just wouldn't. It'd be done.
It happens so fast. Yeah. Would you let your two-year-old swim in something called the lagoon?
No.
In Florida, of all places?
You wouldn't let him near the water.
Florida has to be rural. I had a cousin who lives in Kissimmee, Florida, right outside Orlando.
Yeah.
And at the end of her development, each end of the street was a cul-de-sac, and they had their pool. Uh-huh. And the pool was fenced and everything. That's why they all have lanais down there, because alligators are everywhere. They're so prevalent. You go into anything that's water. If you have a pool, you always have to look.
Yeah.
And even though it was fenced in, I mean, fenced to the ground with metal fence, and it had just the little pieces in between, we would go night swimming, and it had a light and stuff, and I'd always look in and be like, there's no alligator in there. There's no alligator. I could see the bottom of the pool. I could, you know what I mean? I could see the entire pool, that there was nothing in there. But you always have that feeling, just because I always felt like that, at least just because it was far. I'm like, there's going to be an alligator in here one time, and I'm going to get in.
Because there is that fear.
Yeah. So
and if you drive around, you can. And we've seen them when we've been driving around, and you'll see them when you're on a highway, you'll see fields where there's water and stuff. And you can, we've seen them like just bobbing around.
Yeah. They just post up on people's front lawns.
Oh, yeah.
I had a snake in my garage one time, and I freaked out for an hour. And now I walk out, alligator. But do you make days I'd miss work? I'm like, sorry, an alligator out there. I'm not leaving.
And we had a situation here a couple of years ago when we had a toad outside the front door, and you went out first.
That's right. I go out first. Wait. So there's a toad, and it was a big toad.
It was big. It was alligator sized toad.
It was. It was a big toad. But if you've ever been to the station, there's a little vestibule area.
Yeah.
And I walk out the door first, right? And Petch is in the front door. I'm opening the door to the outside.
Yeah.
And I see a toad, and I go, I went, that was it. That was all I did. Just like that. Petch goes, ah! In reaction to me going,
she can imagine.
Screamed, what a sissy. Let's hope we're never in danger. Because you're going to shove me forward and run.
Absolutely. And you can imagine if there was an alligator outside and not a toad. It's just crazy.
Dallas said alligators and bears outrun and outswim you. Plus bears can climb. Oh, so is that what we have to worry about around here is bears?
I've never seen any bears around here.
Welcome to Delaware.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.